We have on our agenda is a report from the executive director. So Carlos?
Hand the mic over to you.
Yeah.
Can you all hear me okay there?
Yep.
Just want to make sure that you can hear.
Is that better or still the same?
That's good.
Okay. I'm trying to kiss the microphone here. Well, yeah. During the last quarter, I attended the following meetings and functions with the National Council of State. No, never mind. Let's start with the Special Education Advisory Council. The council reviewed and approved the goals for 2026. New council members receive training on Section C of IDEA and the eligibility requirements for special education. The Nebraska Department of Education expanded their parents' outreach and began to see positive results. In addition, several directors of special education presented on current initiatives and progress. At the Olmsted Advisory Quarterly Meetings, the Nebraska Medicaid representative attended the meeting to address ongoing concerns. Personal home care beneficiaries had issues accessing benefits on the website due to unfamiliar terminology and limited computer skills. Additionally, the group discussed strategies for making progress to achieve the established goals for the next 5 years. At the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind monthly meetings, plans took place for the fall NCSAB conference. NCSAB is contracting with Mississippi State University to conduct a new study on the effectiveness of separate agencies for the blind. This study was also conducted back in 1997, so this is going to be a new one. The NCSAB consultant reported that there is concerns from a letter from the Department of Defense Secretary to the Secretary of Education requesting a waiver to exclude military facilities from the Randolph-Shepard priority due to high security considerations. In response, the Secretary of Education asked the RSA Interim Commissioner, Christopher Powell, to research the issue and provide a written report. The Interim Commissioner concluded that there is no evidence suggesting that blind vendors managing vending or dining operations on military facilities pose any security risk. However, the Secretary of Defense or of War disagreed and indicated that he will escalate the matter to the White House. Another concern is a decision made by the federal district judge stating that blind vendors themselves cannot request arbitration against the U.S. Army under the Randolph-Shepard Act. Instead, the ruling clarifies that only state licensing agencies or SLAs can have a standing requesting such arbitration. In response, the National Association of Blind Merchants, is encouraging multiple states to join together in a collective arbitration effort. I consulted the Nebraska Attorney General's office about participating, but they declined, citing that under Nebraska law, the Attorney General approval is required. And they don't see how Nebraska will be affected. On another matter, both the House and the Senate Appropriations Committee approved funding for rehabilitation programs such as the older individuals who are blind, OIB, basic support program, including the cost of living adjustment, which wasn't included in the big, beautiful bill, the client assistance program, and supported employment. However, this fiscal year budget is not yet passed. As you know, a federal government shutdown took effect on October 1st. NCBVI remains financially in good standing due to sufficient carryover from 2025 and approximately $3.1 million from state appropriation. However, communication with RSA has been limited as their office has been closed from the shutdown. In addition, the reduction in force took effect on October 10th, further reducing RSA staffing capacities. During the NCSAB conference, our consultant mentioned that she believed during the negotiation with the senators and the House, the RSA staff will be returned to work. We hope so, because all the staff members from Randolph Shepherd were very much laid off. On October 24th, during a national call with state directors and the RSA interim commissioner, the interim commissioner shared that cabinet members, education and labor, are discussing the possibility to transfer RSA to the U.S. Department of Labor. Many RSA senior staff and the disability community has expressed serious concerns. Remaining under the Department of Education strengthened the argument that vocational rehabilitation agencies can support individuals in pursuing higher education, therefore better jobs, rather than limiting them to the most immediate jobs. During the StarTrans monthly meetings, we discussed Title VI, which addresses accessibility to public transportation, and also approved the 2026 plan. Other topics included limited English proficiency services, outreach, and survey related to proposed route changes due to the downtown shadow route due to the construction for the multi-modal transportation center. Mark Coleman, the president of the National Federation of the Blind of the Lincoln chapter, and I met with Chairman Justin Carlson and Councilman Danny Shaw, and they both expressed their support for giving priority to blind vendors to operate vending machines at the multimodal transportation center that will start being built next year. other activities. Around a month ago, I was contacted by the head of the Education Department of the State Museums, more specifically the Morrill Hall from UNL. She reached out to discuss a new initiative to make one of the exhibits accessible to the blind. This effort stems from the Commission's ongoing campaign promoting tactile accessibility, tactile art, working with museums across the state. She expressed interest in collaborating with the Commission for the Blind to ensure accessibility. I gave a presentation at the Nebraska Historical Museum where the tactile pressure mural is located. I highlighted the importance of collaborating among state agencies, the private sector, the community, and blind consumers to make meaningful projects a reality. Somebody mentioned that the Witch Congress will report that way. Yeah. I attended both the CSABR and NCSAP Fall Conference in San Diego from November 3rd to the 7th. The main highlight was the absence of RSA personnel. Some of the topics covered were fiscal literacy, placement strategies, the government shutdown, reduction in force, the Randolph Shepherd Program challenges, STEM for blind students, senior services, emerging development on artificial intelligence for VR agencies, and way more. The center video filmed by the Nebraska Public Media is now posted in a YouTube channel and social media. In the business office highlights, the business office continues providing training on NCDVI's financial literacy initiative as part of the regular supervisors' meetings. Progress has been made in improving the tracking, management, and distribution of client supplies and agency inventory. We are implementing a revised process for documenting the final disposition of fixed assets value at $5,000 or more that are assigned to consumers. The business office, in collaboration with field staff, has initiated ongoing training focusing on contract development and related financial processes. In the technology area, Charles attended the AI Data Summit in Omaha, coordinated and attended meetings with Don't Panic Labs and how that will impact our consumers. Mickey Salzman and Charles Anderson met with the teachers of the visually impaired from Omaha and Miller's public schools to discuss how our agency can support them and also talk about new accessible technology. Charles Anderson also completed technology needs assessment for the agency. He attended and worked the Fall Winter Fest program, completed the OCIO approval process for Google Workplace, began OCIO approval process for Outlook Insight, and Kathy Stevens completed a year-end fixed assets inventory and submitted it to administrative services before the deadline. She processed CVRCP certificates for new staff and completed CVRCP recertification documents for staff with expiring certificates. She updated the commission website as needed, facilitated an additional leased vehicle with the Transportation Services Bureau, arranged travel, hotel accommodations, and registrations for staff attending various conferences, including Fall CSAVR and NCSAV conferences in San Diego, California, the Assistive Technology Industries Association conference in Orlando, Florida, and the National Rehabilitation Leadership Institute in San Diego. She also coordinated with State Surplus Property to arrange for the disposal of center refrigerators. In the human resources area, we have some staff updates. Crystal Platt was hired as a vocational rehabilitation counselor for the Omaha district. Crystal started her center training on October 6th. Charlie Southman was hired to be the technology specialist for the Lincoln district. Charlie was the orientation counselor before, therefore he was a transfer. She applied and got a job, but what I mean is she didn't need to get training again at the center. Denise Torsecola was hired as the orientation counselor for the Lincoln district. She started center training on October 20th. Amber Stevens, the VR counselor, completed center training and began working on the North Platte district in August 13th. All areas are not fully staffed, with the exception of the Nebraska Business Enterprise or NBE supervisor. We are going to interview somebody this coming week. Training opportunities. Senya Kellogg earned her certification in Unified Braille, English Braille. With that, 4 staff at the center hold now this certification. Tammy Tan, Tim Jefferson, and Pam Rademacher attended the CSAVR regional meeting in August. Additional, Pam Rademacher and Tammy Tan participated in their summer cohort at the National Rehabilitation Leadership Institute in August. We held our state staff meeting September 15th to the 17th. We want to thank the Friends of the Commission for donating the snacks. Staff members participated on training sessions covering a variety of topics, including emergenetics, meeting of the minds, responding to potential suicide attempts, team building presentations and activities, strategies for self-care, and other professional development topics. Besides the state staff meetings, some staff members also participated on different webinars, including AI training with Julie A, educational Zoom meeting with Don't Panic Labs, how to overcome lack of employment for the blind and visually impaired, GPS and tech safety for victims advocates, advocacy training. Some other training also included suicide prevention class with Midtown Clinic, Project Homeless in Norfolk, Working with Humans, workshop with the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, OIB Technical Assistant Training, attended the Pathways for Employment, certification on both youth and adult mental health first aid and critical thinking skills. Field services. Fall Winter Fest was held October 24th to the 26th, and the focus was principle of 3D printing and how to make it accessible. Students calibrated and operated the 3D printers under the guidance of Thomas Madura and Carol Christensen, and used them to print a variety of models. Students also visited the Innovation Studio, part of the Innovation Campus at UNL. During the visit, they learned about different types of 3D printers, how university students use them, and how Nebraska businesses partners with the Studio for Commercial 3D Printing. Students also participated in an essay contest, and it was decided by the trainers to award all 7 3D printers to the students for their performance. Some other programs and events in the field: cybersecurity program hosted by the agency. The Omaha, Lincoln, and North Platte districts hold their GATE training program. Lincoln District developed a new VR focus group for job readiness, including resume preparation, social media professionalism, mock interviews, and presentations by the American Job Centers. Field staff across the center continue strengthening relationship with key stakeholders, including employers, businesses, and public schools. This collaborative relationships enhance our ability to deliver high quality services and expand employment and training opportunities for our consumers. Staff provided mock interviews to clients, participated on individualized educational programs, delivered presentations on NCVDI services to various agencies and businesses, identify work-based learning experiences, promote accessibility in the workplace, and engage in numerous outreach activities. Client statistics. This is for the whole fiscal year. For OIB, we serve 684 consumers. For independent living under 55, we serve 98. For VR consumers, we serve 531, which adds more than 1,300 consumers. And before we cut extra funds from the unit camera, we were serving around 800 clients. So this is more than 50% increase. Some of the jobs our clients got are as follows. Adult basic education, automotive service technician, account collector, business operation specialist, cashier, child care worker, computer network support, computer occupation, other, customer services representative, fabric and apparel pattern maker, farmer, fashion designer, fitness instructor, food server, healthcare support worker, hostess at the restaurant, interpreter or translator, interviewer, janitor, laborer, management analyst, market research analyst, nursing assistant, administrative support worker, personal care aide, psychiatrist, Randolph Shepherd operator, receptionist, registered nurse, security guard, and social science research assistant. At the Nebraska Center for the Blind, as of October 21st, 9 individuals are attending training at the center. This includes 7 consumers and 2 staff trainees. During this period, 2 VR consumer and 1 OIP consumer graduated, and 3 new consumers began training. Additionally, 7 consumers toured the center and 4 completed a 3-day stay. The center continued to provide drops, mini meals, commencement meals, techniques of daily living, weekly philosophical seminars, and monthly virtual vocational seminars. In addition, Nikki Jackson and Anil Lewis from the National Federation of the Blind Chernagan Institute conducted a 2-day in-person workshop focused on employment. Activities in this quarter included a tour at the Nebraska History Museum, grilling sessions, a Saturday day at the farmers market at the downtown Lincoln, sensory safari at the Lincoln Children's Zoo, followed by a dining at local restaurant, and a presentation at the National History Museum. Nebraska Business Enterprise, Federal Buildings at the United States Strategic Command, or STRATCOM. We selected Sedexo Incorporated as a new teaming partner to help run the cafeteria. And this will start December 15th. The Committee of Blind Vendors interviewed 2 candidates, and Miguel Rocha was recommended as the blind manager on site. We continue to collaborate with STRATCOM on the ongoing cafeteria remodeling, which is expected to be completed by the end of January. Now, this was written before the shutdown, okay, so it might take longer than that. We were also contacted by the Camp Ashland National Guard to run the cafeteria. We asked our blind vendors if they were interested in bidding, but no one expressed interest. Therefore, NCVI plans to contract with Jessica Vision, a blind vendor from Colorado, who is teaming with Blackstone Incorporated. They will submit their proposal in the next month with a plan to start running the cafeteria by the end of January 2026. However, due to the shutdown, this is going to be delayed as well. The reason why we want to take an opportunity to get a blind vendor, even though we don't have one in Nebraska interested on Ashland, is because we don't want to lose this opportunity in the future, but also because we are subcontracting with Jessica Bishop and Blackstone, and they will pay set aside to the program. The project to consolidate two existing USCIS facilities has been delayed again. The new projected occupancy date is currently unknown. One state building, the vendor who operated the state office building cafeteria and vending machines for the past 14 years, has exited the program. A current licensed vendor has been assigned to manage the vending machines. The cafeteria is currently operated under a short-term emergency placement by the State Building Division. APE is actively exploring solutions to ensure continued cafeteria services. We got some complaints from the state building as a result that particular vendor left. We are training a new blind vendor there, a new micro market. The complaint was because they were not stacking, or she was not stuck in the micro market. So now those sites are being taken by this temporary person in training. This vendor is working on a weekly basis with Chief Cheer to ensure proper stock and is getting training until he can do it by himself. We have 15 licensed vendors servicing routes. One individual is currently in training. Several others also has expressed in joining the NPE program. We had a vendors training retreat in August in Grand Island. Some of the highlights included presentation by Terry Smith, representative of the National Association of Blind Merchants, and Scott Egan, president of Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America. We also have some additional training like the Social Security Work Incentives and customer services and more. And that's my report. I would be glad to answer any questions.